Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, You Need to Act Like a Son of God Already in Progress.
I'm going to call on the mercy of God. The mercy. Is He a merciful God? Oh, is He ever? I called on the mercy of God for these two people. And the Lord had been right there all afternoon with me and those people. He knew exactly what we were doing. He knew their hearts. And when I prayed the prayer of faith for those two people, the Master healed both of those two people. You know, do we serve an awesome God? Now, what can Thurman Scrivener heal?
Nothing.
Nothing. I can't heal nothing. You know, I can't heal nothing. You know, I'm standing on the Word for my own self. I've got a little bit of Word in me, but I still am standing on the Word for my own self. I've got problems, you know. And, in fact, I had another merciful experience this week. A little lady came to me, and she used to live in New Mexico. And she had her niece bring her. And she came in and she says, I said, what can I do for you? And she said, well, I want to make a deal with God. I said, well, ma'am, He don't make deals with nobody. I said, He put the deal in the Bible. That's the deal that He made with all of us. Anybody that will accept Him as Lord and Savior, He'll save you. He will in no wise turn you away. Is that what He said? Doesn't make any difference how wicked you've been, how bad you've been, nothing. If you'll just come to me and accept me as Lord and Savior, I will forgive you and I will bring you into my kingdom. And so I said, but what was the deal? She said, I have a grandson that I need. God said, my right eye is going away. And the doctors tell me I need surgery on my right eye. I said, how old are you? She said, 86. I said, well, first of all, I'm going to tell you what. I said, God didn't give you a 13-year-old son to raise at 86. That's not God's deal. I said, God gives us our children when we're young. So you can work and earn money to support them, and you can run and play with them, and you can do things. You need to be young to have kids. You definitely don't need to be 86. So I said, you know, God didn't do this. This is not the deal. I said, so what happened to the kids? Well, they're off doing their own thing and on and on and on and on. So anyway, I told her after spending all afternoon with her, I told her, I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Your main concern is your eye. If you can't see, you can't raise this kid. But you need your eyesight to raise this boy. And she said, well, and I need money. I need you to pray that God will fix it so I can adopt him, so I can put him on my Social Security, so if something happens to me, he'll get my money. I said, no, that's stealing. I said, you know, that's not your child. God didn't send that boy for you to raise. I said, and with the new president that we got, he's fixing to take everybody that's on welfare off. If you're able to work, you're going to work. Amen. That's coming, and I'm so grateful for that. You know, the Democrats have ruined a whole several generations of people giving away everything. Now we got all these people that expect their entitlements, and if you don't give it to them, they don't want to do nothing for it. And that's just, we've raised up a rotten, lousy bunch of people, and some of them are in the church. Amen. Some of them are in the church trying to think, I need free money. No, you don't. You need to get off your duff and go to work. That's what you need to do. You know, that's why in my life, I've sat around and every man that I've ever known that works with me, if you want to find out what kind of a worker Papa T is, you ask him, what about Papa T? He said, if you don't want to get plenty of time, plenty of daylight to put in today, don't go work for Papa T because he'll work you from can till can't. See, that's the way I do it. I've always done it like that. Yeah, I give a boy plenty of time to put in a day. We started early. Used to when I was younger. I don't work like that now, but when I was a younger man, man, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for me to be up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and go to work and put in a whole day and then go work somewhere till 12 or midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning and then get a shower and get in the bed and get up the next morning 5 or 6 again. I could do that all week long and then teach the Word of God on Saturday and Sunday. I was a living example of what you're supposed to be as a man. The way I look at the scripture, the man's supposed to work. And then he's supposed to teach what he's learned to his children. Is that what God told us last week in Deuteronomy 6? Yes. The husband is to love the Lord his God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Is that right? Yes. Well, that goes pretty well along for you girls too. Y'all are supposed to love him just about the same way, right? Yes. But the man is to teach these principles to his children. And we don't do a very good job of it. But anyway, as I talked to this lady for a long time, I told her, I said, I will not pray for you for money because I think what you want to do is wrong. I said, this boy, how old is he? She said, 13. I said, and you're 86. And she said, yes. I said, well, I'll do something, but I don't know what. So we talked about everything else and for a couple hours, whatever, and then I forgot. I did pray for her. I prayed for her eyes. I said, ma'am, one of the main things you came over here, you wanted your eyesight back. Is that right? She said, yes. I said, I can pray for that. So we prayed for her eyes, that she would be able to have good eyes until that boy gets to be at least 18 years old. And at that time, that's going to be 5 years from now. She's going to be 91 or something like that. You know, God didn't give you but 20. I mean, but 70 and maybe 80. That's all he give you, you know. And I've seen very few people that can get there. You know, we don't have time for God. And then all of a sudden, in fact, we were talking down at the restaurant the other night about somebody that passed away. And I said, you know, it's amazing. Here a man in his 70s didn't have time to go to church. You could ask him to go to church. I've asked him to go to church. No, I ain't got time. I got a business to run. Well, let me tell you. A couple of weeks ago, he died. He dropped dead with a heart attack. And he's now buried in the ground. Who's running his business? Somebody else. It ain't him. Now then, if he didn't have time to go to church, how would you? Now, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm telling you what, I would hate to think that Jesus died on the cross for me. And he gave his life for me. And I said I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And then I produced no fruit for his kingdom. And one day I'm going to die. And one day you're going to die. There ain't no exceptions to the rule. None of us are going to get by without dying. I don't care who you are. So get ready if you ain't ready to die, get ready because it's going to happen. And so anyway, you stand in his presence and he says, well, what did you do with my son? Lord, I was too busy. I had a motorcycle shop to run. Whatever, you know, anything. I didn't have time, Lord. Well, he says, what would you think if he said, I never knew you. The reason you didn't serve me is because you didn't know me. You're not my child. So can you imagine into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth? Do you want to hear that? I realize what Dave teaches us. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. But the thing about it is, when you realize you're righteous and you're a son of God, you need to start acting like a son. You need to learn to pray for people. I mean, everybody can do that, right? You need to learn to pray for people. And you need to be an obedient son. Because if you're not an obedient son, you know, there's so many things in the scripture, and we're going to talk about several of them today. So many things in the scripture God tells us to do and we don't do it. And then we wonder why he don't answer our prayer. Or we wonder why, well, God don't answer prayer. Here's what happens to so many men. They will go to a church where God is moving a little. And they'll see a miracle or two. And they'll say, wow, that really did work. I saw that girl come up and give her testimony. She had a couple of testimonies. She had a back problem, and then the Lord healed it. And then she had this other problem with her arms, and he healed it. And she acted like she was really sincere. Wow, if that's good, then maybe I need to start learning how to pray. Now then, the husband is not loving the wife like Christ loved the church. He's pretty good to her at church when he comes with her. He don't come very often. But when he's at home, he treats her like a dog. Now, just guess who's at home with you? Jesus. You reckon Jesus is at home with you?
Yes.
You reckon Jesus knows everything?
Everything.
Everything. So that guy says, well, I think I'll pray. So he has a day that he didn't feel good or his wife didn't feel good. Usually it's not his wife. He'll do it on himself. Something will happen. He's got a pain in his arm or his back or whatever. And he'll say, now, Lord, I saw that other girl said she got healed when Thurman and her husband prayed for her. So I'm going to pray and ask you to take away this pain. And you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray. And after about a week, you give up and say, this stuff don't work. So you never bother the Lord again. I mean, that happens to men by the multitudes. I've seen men, I've had men stand in my presence that after they've seen somebody get miraculously healed, they'll turn around to me and say, I don't believe that stuff. That don't work. Why does it not work? Well, I finally tried it one time because you told me to. After you bugged me so many times, I finally tried it one day and it didn't work for me. I said, did you happen to think to go to God and say, Lord, why did you not answer my prayer? Just like that guy over there in Australia the other day. Was he 45 years old? 45 years old. And when he was 7, he was completely normal at 7. And then all of a sudden at 7, this incurable itch comes upon him, eczema. And he has been prayed for by everybody known to man, and nobody can get this kid healed. And so he contacted us the other day and wanted to know. He said, I saw you on Sid Roth that you have figured out some things that causes us to be sick. So he said, this is my situation. I have had eczema since I was 7. I'm now 45. I've been to the finest doctors in the world and nobody can tell me why it came up on me at 7. And he said, I understand you figured out how to do that. I said, yes, sir, I have. I said, you go to God. Jeremiah 33:3, the scripture says, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. He said, you mean there's a scripture in the Bible that says God will answer you? Now then, if you don't know that scripture, how are you going to call on God by faith if you don't know what his promises are?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, You Need to Act Like a Son of God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.